Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 387 for Wednesday, May 11th. I'm Phil Ferrance-Warkentin. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were down Wednesday morning as traders took profits on yesterday's sharp gains. Canola was steady to down $5, the July contract down $4.90 at $527.40 per ton. While the nearby technical bias remains pointed higher, canola futures settled at fresh contract highs yesterday and now have plenty of room to correct lower. The rally also likely triggered some farmer hedges. A softer tone in the Chicago Board of Trade soy complex, strength in the Canadian dollar, and beneficial rainfall in some areas of Western Canada also weighed on prices to start the day. However, there are also still enough areas of concern across the prairies to keep some weather premiums in the futures. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all mostly lower, with profit-taking on yesterday's gains a feature in those three commodities. Soybeans were up 6 cents to down 6 cents, the most active nearby months all lower, the July contract down 5 at $10.78 per bushel. Soybeans had seen some follow-through buying interest on yesterday's rally in overnight activity, as traders continued to digest the tighter-than-expected ending stocks forecasts from the USDA. However, beans are also looking overbought, and profit-taking eventually came forward to weigh on prices. Good weather for seeding this year's U.S. crop remained bearish as well, although ongoing concerns in South America remained supportive on the other side. For corn, prices are down 3 to 5 cents, the July contract down 4 at $3.77 per bushel. Spillover from the losses in soybeans and the good U.S. seeding pace were both bearish for corn, but expectations for rising demand from the ethanol sector did provide some support. Wheat futures are down 2 to 6 cents, the July contract in Chicago down 2 at $4.59 per bushel. Favorable growing conditions across most of the U.S. winter wheat regions accounted for some of today's weakness, while relatively large world supplies continue to overhang the wheat market as well. However, activity in the global currency markets, including a softening U.S. dollar and rising Russian ruble, may open the door for more U.S. wheat exports, and that provided some support. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, May 11th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Ferrance-Warkentin.